One day after naming Michael Vick the starting quarterback, the players reporting to the NovaCare Complex, ready to get to action against the Jacksonville Jaguars. The focus today, special teams and the defense. We've got it all covered for you. It's Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. Welcome you in. Dave Spadaro here at the NovaCare Complex. It's Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity as the Eagles have a practice at the NovaCare Complex today. No pads, the focus on special teams and on the defense today. We hope you're having a great Eagles day. We sure are here. Jacksonville in our sights for Saturday night. We've got a great show for you. We visit with special teams coordinator Dave Phipp, whose group is already impressed in this preseason. Big DeMar's 62-yard punt return against the New England Patriots. Brandon Boykin has been explosive in the kickoff return game. Donnie Jones doing a very nice job, apparently fending off Brad Wing in a fairly competitive, in fact, a very competitive punting situation. And John Dornbos stops by. He is all healthy, good to go after sitting out the last preseason game with a concussion. And, of course, Johnny D is always very, very entertaining. Going to get you caught up on today's headlines. A little later on, Bill Davis, defensive coordinator, after a very strong game against Carolina, what do they expect in a pivotal Game 3 against Jacksonville? We'll hear from Davis shortly, but first up, Chris Mack giving us the update on today's headlines.
Thanks, Dave, and for today's headlines, we're going to kick it off with defensive coordinator Bill Davis, who is stressing the importance of this third preseason game coming up Saturday against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Why is it important? Because the starters are not set in stone. Some of the positions to watch, Nate Allen seems to have the edge at safety. Cornerback Bradley Fletcher is someone that Davis cited as consistent. He likes his play so far in the preseason. Brandon Boykin has played well, but it looks like at this point in time, he'll be working in the slot. Up front, a rookie to keep an eye on is Benny Logan. Now, five players missed today's practice. Kenny Phillips at safety has just not been able to get on the field, hampering his chances for making a spot on the 53-man roster. Also, Todd Harriman's with knee inflammation out of today's practice. And then some of the regulars, Curtis Marsh with the hand injury, Phil Punt with the knee, and Dennis Kelly, the tackle, with the low back injury. Now, reaction to Michael Vick being named a quarterback throughout the locker room was players supporting the decision. They cited his skill set and the way he'll work in this offense. They also praised him for his leadership and the way that he approached this offseason, even though the four-time Pro Bowl quarterback was going into an open competition. They said that he was someone that really took the challenge head on. Coming up later in the show, special teams coordinator Dave Phipp will highlight the improvements that his unit has made throughout the course of the preseason. And then remember, this Saturday, our coverage of the Eagles-Jaguars game begins at 7:30 p.m. You can watch on 6ABC or listen on 94WIP. Here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, we'll have a live chat and we'll also have the post-game show presented by Rico. And if you're planning to end your summer with a bang, make sure you come attend the final open practice this Monday. Now, the start time has been moved up to 11:40 a.m. That's going to do it for our headlines. Let's send it back for more Inside Training Camp with Dave Spadaro.
All right, we are back. Dave Spadaro here. And obviously, the big thing to look forward to, Saturday's preseason game number 3. It's the Eagles in Jacksonville. Should be hot and sweaty in Jacksonville on Saturday night, 7:30. Catch all the action locally on 6ABC. Regionally in Harrisburg on Fox 43. In Scranton on Fox 56. And, of course, complete coverage for you right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, including our postgame show presented by Rico. It'll be Chris McPherson and the great Adam Kaplan in studio and live press conferences from Chip Kelly and the Eagles from Jacksonville. When we return, we're talking a little defense. Bill Davis, much pleased, much more pleased with his defense after that game two performance. What does he expect in Jacksonville? Whose jobs are on the line for preseason game number three? Coming right back on Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smartphones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
How to awesome a road game. Step one, work the Saturday shift. Step two, go to Xfinity.com/TV to watch your team live. Step 3. Show your support in any way you can. Awesome is the most live sports with Xfinity TV. Xfinity, the future of awesome.
Welcome to Eagles Game Plan. I'm Brian Baldinger and Ike Reese and Mike Quick.
Here's a guy that showed up time and time again. Love the way D'Amico Ryans keeps his shoulder square to the line.
When you've got an offensive line, the caliber of guys you're talking about, you've got athletes at the offensive line position.
They must practice all week with great discipline in order to defend Cam Newton.
What I like for Brandon Graham right here is his ability to convert speed to power.
That's good, solid football right here.
Into the end zone. He pumps. He looks. He is going deep. And the pass is caught by DeSean Jackson.
Hi, I'm DeSean Jackson. You're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Welcome back. Dave Spadaro with you here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bill Davis, defensive coordinator, has this Eagles defense playing with a lot more confidence, a lot more physical. And now it's time to take it up to another level on Saturday night in Jacksonville. Davis meets the media here at the NovaCare Complex. Let's check it out.
Starters you want to name? Are there
any positions? No, not yet. This is a big preseason game for us. An evaluation process, you know, every game weighs a little heavier than the practices, obviously, because of the speed at which you play and the tackles and all that. But this is a big preseason game to help us determine who the starters will be and the backups.
Who's going to start at safety?
We have the rotation going, so we'll start with Nate and Patrick, but it'll roll in. There's still a good competition going on there. We'll try to get everybody some plays, probably roll some of the other safeties in the first half, so it's not in stone. I really want to get a good look at all the guys and see where we are at the end of the three preseason games that we played.
Where are the other positions where the competition still needs to be played out? Is it cornerback, safety, are there any other?
I think it's all playing itself out, but we are moving closer and closer to the starting rotation and lineup. Some guys are separating themselves. We still have different packages that guys are cross-training in, so there's still a little bit of evaluation process going on. And again, this preseason game will be kind of the finishing touches on who we probably settle in as starters. And then the next preseason game will show you more of, you know, who the backups and roster spots end up being.
How far behind is Kenny Phillips at this point? This is the time he missed.
Nobody wants to be on the field more than Kenny right now with those injuries and getting. He's an experienced vet, which helps, but not experienced in this system. So there's some carryover there, and he's got a good understanding of concepts. But like Kenny would like to be out there. We'd like to see him out there and help with an evaluation of all the guys.
Did he practice yesterday?
Partially, and I think he went back into rehab mode.
Do you expect him to play?
I'm not sure at this point. I'm really not. I think today's a big test for him. He's going to see where it is, and if he can go, we will. And again, he wants to go. Nobody wants to go more than he does.
Right.
But we'll see after today.
If he can't play against the Jaguars,
Is that a very difficult for you to evaluate? Tough for you to evaluate whether he makes
the
team?
It's anybody that goes through the injury process that doesn't get into the games or even into the practices. It does make it harder to evaluate when you get less looks at a guy. But I think that just goes without saying. But Kenny's got a lot of film on, a lot of tape out there of him playing. So we'll have a good feel for Kenny, and hopefully he can play in this preseason game.
How about that defensive line rotation? We see the same thing. Will Cedric and Fletcher start?
That'll be pretty much the same as we've done it. And the young guys are coming on, and really what we'll do is you get the young guys out there to continue to evaluate them versus the opponent starters in the top echelon of the league. And when you're young rookies, you don't know how they match up against the best of the best. Well, the preseason in the first quarter, the first half in this third preseason game will give us a good evaluation of where some of those young guys are too. So there will be the rotation of the D-line. You'll see all different kind of groups in there.
Is Benny Logan pushing into that starting lineup? It looks like he's played well the first two games.
Benny has had two good games, and he's like all of them. They're pushing, and we'll see where this game, because this is a real big determining factor, and this will help see where Benny is. He's taken each step. He's done everything we've asked him to do and has played very solid in the two preseason games he's played.
What have you seen out of Nate that is keeping him, at least for right now, at the top of the depth chart at safety?
Nate's a phenomenal athlete and a good football player. I don't think anybody works harder at it than Nate. And he's, the first game struggled a little bit, and second game, played well. It's like all of them. The first game we all struggled a little bit, and the second game we came back and played better. I think all of us collectively settled down in that second preseason game and kind of went back to the fundamentals of playing our technique we've been working on and relaxing in the system and not trying to make big plays, just letting the plays come to them. And I think Nate falls into that same category.
You consistently had Bradley Fletcher at first team at cornerback. What has he done to stay there, and what does Brandon Boykin need to do to support
him? Again, we're getting a look at all of them, and we really are. And Brandon, we truly want to see him at the nickel spot to see, because in this day and age, in the way the NFL is right now, your nickel defensive back plays more than some of your inside backers do. There are more three wide receiver sets, and you end up playing nickel just as much, if not more. I think it's about 60% of the NFL snaps are three wide receivers or more. So that nickel position is like a starting corner. So it's not like you lost out as a starting corner and now you're just playing the nickel. That is a huge job that gets a lot of attention and really is a unique skill set. So it's not that he's not challenging outside, but if we can get the best guys on the field and we've been taking a hard look at Brandon in there, and Patrick, and some other guys.
We are going to make the transition now from defense to special teams. And then later in the show, we want to take your phone calls, 215-320-5170. Next up, Dave Phipp, special teams coordinator, getting it done through two preseason games. Just think how good this Eagles team could be with the special teams changing the field position. Dave Phipp coming up here on Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. We're coming right back.
The ACL is one of four major ligaments around the knee. It stabilizes the knee during cutting, pivoting, and jumping activities. Most often, ACL tears are non-contact injuries and occur when quickly changing directions or landing from a jump. Usually, ACL reconstruction is required to allow the athlete to return to their previous level of competition. If you've sustained a knee injury or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
Let's get it.
You're getting ready to have fun, man.
We did it, man. Couldn't ask for anything better. I'm so fortunate to be against the Eagles.
There's no better feeling than walking into this stadium knowing that all these people are here to support you.
There he is.
Great to meet you.
How long is it? Great to meet you.
That's pretty awesome.
That goes Vic. He dumps it off to McCoy, makes a man miss, comes to the 10, the 5, touchdown, Shady McCoy.
Hi, I'm LeSean McCoy, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Well, the Eagles special teams have been special indeed through two preseason games. That makes the man to my left a very, very happy guy. We're welcomed in by Mr. Dave Phipp, and special teams coordinator. When you come to a new team, you come to Philadelphia, not quite sure what you have in terms of players. I guess the way you start this preseason gets you pretty fired up.
Yeah, no, it's been fun. The players have responded well. It's a great group to be around. I love coaching them and making them better, and they work hard and done everything we've asked, so it's been really fun.
How do you know if guys buy in when in training camp you're really not able to go through the live speed of a kickoff, a punt return? How do you know everybody was going to kind of respond to you this well?
Well, we still have a long way to go, but the players have done a great job. I think at the end of the day, all these guys want is somebody who can make them better. And if you can give them techniques and tools and teach them and train them and make them a better football player, then I think they buy in and respect what you're doing.
Dave, do you think that this group of guys has embraced the idea that we can be – I know they're still fighting for roster spots – that we can be a dominating special teams group?
Yeah, I think they know that. They have the ability. We got a lot of work to do. We have to continue to get better in really all phases. But I think they believe that they can do it, and I know they can. And they've given everything they've got. And if we just continue to stay on the course, we'll be there.
A couple of guys to talk about specifically. Demaris Johnson, second-year player, electrifying punt returner last year for the Eagles. This year, you get a look at him, Dave, and has been great so far in preseason. What makes him so good as a punt return man?
Well, number one, his job's to catch the football. He's done a great job with that. And then number two, we talk about is getting positive yards, and obviously he's done a great job with that. But ultimately, end of the day, the thing that he's done a great job of is he's made people miss on his own, and then we've helped him some, and he's made people miss on his own, and then obviously a couple electrifying plays.
There's a guy named DeSean Jackson who has not been used in a preseason game. How will you determine who the punt returner will be come September 9?
Well, the good news is it's a long season, 16 games for sure, hopefully 20. And so throughout the course of 20 games, you're going to have a chance to use a bunch of different people. All of them, I think, can make a contribution. And I think all of them are special. They all have unique attributes, and we'll make the most of them.
Brandon Boykin, to you, when you watched him last year, did he show you that he could be that explosive kickoff return player?
You know, I've always believed in Brandon. I thought when he came out, when I was in Miami, we evaluated his tape hard, and I thought he did a great job. We thought he was a special player. I thought last year at some points he struggled, but he's done a great job in the preseason. We've worked on some things. He's done a great job working hard, making himself a better player. I think he's got more confidence. I think also, the first year is hard on everybody. It's year two for him, so it's really helped him out. But he's done, an outstanding job for us.
Dave, when they changed the rule and moved the kickoff line up 5 yards, I really thought the kickoff was done in the NFL. That's not the case. What's happened here?
Yeah, it's actually in the preseason and early in the season, you're going to see more touchbacks than you will late in the season. So late in the season, you'll actually end up getting a few more returns.
Ball's heavier, doesn't carry as far, air's a little bit heavier.
Yeah, it gets cold. Mm-hmm. The kicker's legs start to wear out a little bit. So a number of different factors. But what's happened to him is also a bunch of people are deciding that, hey, we can still make a big play on kick return even if we're catching it 5 or 6 deep, and if we have a good returner, let's let them take it out and let's take a chance and make something happen.
Good. Is there a rule that you have? Is there a number that you say, well, if you're 6-7 yards deep, you do not return it?
Yeah, it would be nice if it was that easy, but unfortunately, there's also the parameter of hang time.
Sure.
So they're not only looking at depth of the kick, but also judging how long it's in the air. And we talk to those guys about making good decisions. Sometimes, going into the game, that particular kicker does a great job of getting hang time. So if it's a high hang time kick, let's take a knee. Maybe going into the game, this guy hits it deep, but it's a low hang time kick. We'd still like to bring it out. So you talk about all those things. At the end of the day, you put it in the returner's hands. You trust those guys, and you let them make a good decision and make something happen.
And Brandon has certainly made things happen. And it seems that Brandon and Bryce, you've got, again, more options to pick from back there.
Yeah, it's a good situation. You know, there's some people who don't have anybody. We have a great situation here. We got a number of guys who are really talented, and they're fun to be around. They play hard, and they give you everything they got. And when they have the ball in their hands, they all have a chance to make big plays.
Let's talk about the kicking game. Alex Henry, obviously, Eagles fans know him to be very accurate, the leg strength improving. What have you seen from Alex in the preseason?
You know, Alex has done a great job. He's been put in a little bit of a tough situation. You know, we had the injury to John Dornbos on his first snap, in the preseason game, our first game against New England. Obviously, we rolled the ball back there, didn't get the ball down for him, so he didn't get a chance to hit that. And then in the second game, we had a new snapper, which doesn't sound like a big deal, but there's a lot of rhythm and timing. And so he's gone through a little bit of a tough situation early in training camp here. But the last few days and a week or so, he's done an outstanding job. He's really bounced back. So I expect great things from Alex. He's a great kicker, really consistent, very accurate. And he's done a nice job, and I think he's hitting the ball a little bit better. And I think the thing that we're trying to do is monitor his leg and try to take the wear off it to keep it fresh to help him hit the ball a little bit further.
Has the competition been what you wanted with Donnie and Brad at the punter spot?
Yeah, it's been outstanding. And really, Brad's done a great job. You know, Donnie's an exceptional kicker. And the thing that's tough on a young punter is when you come into the National Football League and you're competing against a guy who's probably a top 10 punter in this league, you know, it's challenging, you know. And I think that's kind of what Brad's faced. But he's handled the situation really well. He's responded. His first game, he struggled a little bit. He came back and had a great game in his second game. Hit some great balls for us. We got some good coverage for him. So he's done a nice job. He's done everything he could ask for. I think he's put a bunch of good things on film. And I've been happy with both of those guys. They've been, you know, a great group to work with.
What do you look for in game number three, Dave? Does your rotation change? Does your emphasis change? Do you play more core players, or at least players that you project would be core players?
I think your projected starting lineup, so to speak, plays a little bit more in this game, just like on offense and defense. So you get a little bit closer look at who you're going to be and some of those guys. At the same time, you know, I think really our focus, and I just told our players this morning, is our focus really is still on fundamentals and techniques and becoming better football players. And if we do that day in and day out, by the end of the season, we'll be in good shape.
How hard is it for you? You really don't know who's going to be with you for the most part, right? I mean, there are still some roster decisions to be made here, and some of that will come down to special teams players. Some of it will come down to players at other positions. So that kind of puts you in a tough spot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's challenging. I think the thing that we're fortunate here with is we have great communication from Coach Kelly and Howie and all the way down to the assistant coaches. There's great communication, so I think we're all on the same page. We try to paint as close a picture as we can as the preseason develops. It changes as you go, but the fortunate thing for us is we have great communication, so we're kind of aware of those things. So for me, as I put our plan in place, we're kind of always playing off a projected 46-man roster, and that helps out. But if you don't do that way and you don't have great communication, you can get in a lot of trouble.
Preseason game number three, Saturday night in Jacksonville. Big things coming.
Thank you very
much. From the special teams. Dave Phipp in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Folks who save hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico sure are happy.
And how happy are they, Jimmy?
Happier than Christopher Columbus with speedboats.
That's happy.
Get happy. Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars. Smart homes. Smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
What celebrity do you get mistaken for?
Oh, well, this will be Napoleon Dynamite for sure.
You don't want to get an animal into a camera shot with you because you have no idea what they're going to do.
Right.
It seems to me like you haven't been in the league that long, and yet now you're the old man. Is that how that works?
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
What do you miss about football?
Besides the paycheck?
You probably would have got smoked, Doc.
Bam!
An
ankle sprain is an injury to one or more of the ligaments around the ankle, usually involving the outer aspect of the ankle. Ankle sprains occur from rolling the ankle during an athletic event. The severity of ankle sprains can range from a stretch injury to a partial tear to even complete tears of the ligaments. If you have sustained an ankle injury or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at the Rothman Institute at Jefferson, the leading provider of orthopedic care in the region.
Good, no. That's where you use that sideline a bit.
The life and times of John Dorenbos, who joins us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm getting a little verklempt here because we were just talking 8 years with the Eagles, 11 years in the NFL. I can say I knew you when.
Hey, man, it's been a wild ride. And, I'm actually very thankful that I was in some other organizations before here. Not to talk bad about those organizations. I had a great time there. But you really see what kind of market this is. You really see what kind of fans this is. You really see what kind of organization this is. And I really got to appreciate what a special place to play in Philadelphia was. I'm so thankful for
it. And I think that's a message that every young person out there, every player in the locker room, you appreciate being in the NFL. It is not a right of yours. It is something that you have to earn every day.
Oh, I appreciate like no other. And you know, so a lot of people know my background. So for me to even say I made the NFL is wild, let alone a year, two, three, four, six, seven, eight, nine, and then now going into year 11. And not only that, but I was so excited when the Eagles approached me and said, hey, let's get a deal done, not going into free agency, and actually being able to be here through a whole transition and a whole era change. I was really excited to go from Andy Reid and now try something new with Chip Kelly, and it's been awesome.
Yeah, I want to talk about that transition. Before that, though, was there the thought, the concern, the worry, did you talk to Julie, your wife, about, hey, we may be moving?
Yeah, I mean, that's reality, you know what I mean? So we definitely had that. We didn't really book a lot of shows or appearances in the offseason, because if that did happen, I didn't want my wife to move by herself. So we were just waiting around to see what was going to happen. And the reality is you also have to come into terms of, hey, I might not get a call. You know, my career might be over. And then it's kind of like, well, now what? So you have all those possibilities. And then I was very excited when the team said, hey, let's see if we can get something done.
We're far enough into the transition to Chip Kelly to have a really good sense of what's going on here. Bobby April, special teams coordinator last year, now in Oakland. Dave Phipp. Here already we've seen a 62-yard punt return. We've seen the kickoff return game averaging 37 yards. Brandon Boykin, great coverage. Punting game solid. The kicking game we know is solid. John, it seems like everybody's really bought into what Dave is teaching here.
Yeah, and here's kind of what I like. And it might be a philosophy difference, it might not be, but something that I've noticed, we spend a lot of time on fundamentals and technique. And I think that's what you need, especially when you have guys that are turned over and you have kind of young guys come in. And, you know, there's a lot of great college players that never really played special teams in college. So if you don't have those fundamentals and those techniques, you can't just rely on just your sole athletic ability in special teams. Like, you really got to know what you're doing. You got to worry about body position. And there's little things you can do that really give you an advantage. And Coach Phipp has paid a lot of attention to those little things. And I think that's going to make us a phenomenal special teams unit.
Do you think there's a lot of esprit de corps among the special teams group now, seeing early on the success you're having?
Yeah, and that helps. You know, it also helps that we have a lot of big guys that can run. You got guys like Colt Anderson back, who's an absolute monster on special teams. I've never been on a team where we had so many returners. I mean, we have a lot of different options, and obviously you guys saw Johnson and Boykin really show. So it's going to be exciting, and special teams is a huge part of the game. Obviously, it's my passion. It's what I do. You know what I mean? So if anybody asks, special teams is really all that matters. You know what I mean? So
for you, it is.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
How's the routine changed on a day-to-day basis for you?
You know what? I don't really know yet, strictly because we just broke camp. And so now we're going to get into kind of a game week. And so now we'll see how this week plays out. You know, for training camp, I liked it much better here at the NovaCare Complex. I mean, this facility is absolutely gorgeous. So it's kind of like, man, let's take advantage of it. I thought we got a lot of good work in. It was fun to be a part of. I thought for the the way the fields were set up, it was just I liked it a lot better.
Yeah, the fans showed up for four of the five open practices at Lincoln Financial Field. Another one coming on Monday. John, how do you feel? It got dinged up against the Patriots here, missed the Panthers game. Everything okay?
I feel great. You know, fortunately.
You look great too.
Yeah, well, you know. No, I feel great. I'll tell you what, Paduzzi and Joe and Mark and everybody in the training room did a phenomenal job. Went through the protocol and all that with the NFL. Coach Kelly and the whole staff was great with me, and it was something that we kicked early. They gave me an extra couple days off, and I'm ready to rock and roll, man. I can't wait.
New way of, I guess, eating, some sports science involved in all the practices here. What's changed about your body, your eating habits, your lifestyle? Getting more sleep, anything?
I'd like to think that my body speaks for itself.
Yes, it does.
Obviously, I'll tell you what I like. This offseason I had a company cook all my meals in July when I go home and train. And so part of the thing that I learned is you got to eat healthy all day. And so they've really implemented, healthy snacks right after practice, healthy snacks in the locker room. Obviously, the big smoothie. Mm-hmm. The Phillies on like the smoothie. Tell me about the smoothies. What's going on with the smoothies? Did you get a smoothie today?
Nobody's ever had a smoothie before.
But it's funny because that, like, when you leave the complex, that's all people have. Like, tell me about the smoothies, John. What's it like in there? Who's making it? What's in it? This and that, right? So, but to have that.
So you're gonna tell us?
Well, it's a secret. So to have that throughout the day, is a big advantage, and it's something that I've really enjoyed. Look, when there's food,
I know you're there.
I'm in. I'm in.
Yeah. So. Hey, big one on the big preseason game number 3. It's going to be hot in Jacksonville. Conditioning going to be at a premium. And I know for you, look, I mean, you get 7-10 snaps a game, right?
Maybe sometimes
ten. You're down the field. You're busting it down the field. You're down there making tackles. This is the game you see, kind of to set you up for the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, this might sound bad, okay, and I've said this before, so don't take this the wrong way. In a game, I don't really pay attention to the every play of offense and defense. I really watch situations, and my goal is to not get involved in the emotional roller coaster of good plays and bad plays. It's just to look at the situation, keep my heart rate down as much as I can, so that when I snap, I can go out there, get some touch on the ball, and then I kind of celebrate all that after the game.
Okay.
And so, to me, every game is setting up for the game, because usually, I'm doing the snapping, or at least I have been for a while. So every game to me is just that, because you're watching the situation. Some games you might punt more than others, depending on who's in the game, continuity and flow and all that. So you like that continuity and flow.
Listen, you're number 8. We wish you the best of luck.
Hey, thanks.
Will you do me a favor and come back and join us during the
season? Well, what year is this for you?
This is year number 17. But I've covered every Eagles game since 1987.
That's awesome.
Were you born in 1987?
Yeah, I was born in 1980. I was 7.
Nice. John Doran, Boston Studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
How to awesome a road game. Step 1, work the Saturday shift. Step 2, go to Xfinity.com/TV to watch your team live. Step 3, show your support in any way you can. Awesome is the most live sports with Xfinity TV. Xfinity, the future of awesome.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro here. It's Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. I'm going to take some phone calls. 215-320-5170. 215-320-5170. Before we take some calls, let's go to the practice field. Bo Wolf, Chris McPherson, a little 3-on-2. 3 defensive backs versus 2 wide receivers. You get kind of a sense of timing in the offense and some coverage ability. Remember, first cuts due by next Tuesday. Let's go to the practice field now.
Here we are at the Novacare Complex. Another day, another practice, and we're watching the three-on-twos. Tough angle here, red zone facing the opposite direction. But we get, once again, the dual sides as this team prepares for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Nick Foles takes the rep, holds it for a little bit, and good coverage in the back there by Earl Wolf, I believe, or maybe Nate Allen. Tough to tell.
You know, the first play of that drive, Michael Vick taking the first snap, obviously the starting quarterback, a nice little slant route to DeSean Jackson. It'll be interesting to see. Something I want to watch with the red zone offense as something that's been evaluated over the last couple of seasons is, are they going to utilize more slants to get guys like DeSean Jackson more involved in the red zone game? Obviously, you have the guys like Riley Cooper and the tight ends like Brent Celek with size. But the team lost a valuable red zone guy in Jerry Macklin this year. How are they going to replace that production? So I wonder if the route combinations will help open things up.
That's a good point. And that really is one of the things that Macklin brought to the table. He was their best red zone receiver. I'll throw a guy in. First of all, great catch there in the corner by Russell Shepard. You know who I think might be a big red zone factor, and that's the rookie, Zach Ertz.
No question about it. You know, I've mentioned this many times before. Great body control, and you need that in the tight spaces. You need to be able to shield off the defenders to be able to win those jump balls. So certainly Zach Ertz, I definitely could imagine being one of the go-to guys. But with these tight ends, and if you're going to include Clay Harbor in the mix as well, they could go with the four tight ends on the field at one time. So much size, so much versatility, athleticism on top of it. It'll be very, very tough in those quick decision moments for defenses to have to come up with a way to stop.
G.J. Kinney takes the snap now, fires it out to Riley Cooper. Nice catch from 14, who's made an impression on the field since returning, and I think he's pretty much penned in to be that starting outside guy opposite DeSean Jackson.
No, certainly he's established himself as the guy replacing Macklin on the outside, and you talk about red zone. This is a guy who made two of the more highlight reel acrobatic catches during the 2012 season. Both of them came against Dallas. One was a one-handed snare over Morris Claiborne. The other was an amazing back shoulder grab against Brandon Carr. So if he can consistently produce in the red zone, Cooper will be a one to watch. Another guy who comes in 6'3", 220 pounds, good size, but can he utilize that on the field and play to that size?
A couple nice touchdown receptions just now, one by Emile Iguinago, and then before that by Damaris Johnson from Michael Vick. But hey, Ifeanyi Moma going up and making the play in the corner. Three touchdowns, four touchdowns in a row. Moma, he's got to turn it on, I think, in these last two preseason games if he's going to make this roster.
Yes, one thing that we've seen, and you noted the nice touchdown grab there, you know, a great ability to get both feet down in bounds, is that he's worked well in short spaces. It's when he has to go down the field, it's the stride length, it's the able to keep his body on balance. I mean, it is tough when you're 6'7" and you're going against these defenders to be able to control the body as you're streaking down the field, and he has legitimate speed. It's a matter of playing to that speed, but when he's in short areas, I think he can be effective, but he certainly is a guy who really needs to step up the production. He's received a fairly good amount of snaps these first couple preseason games, but has not been able to really get in the stat sheet. So he'll be a guy, you know, maybe not so much in the dress rehearsal game, but more so in that fourth preseason game against the Jets, you really want to keep your eye on.
A Michael Vick pass broken up on the other side by Brandon Graham, who continues to evolve as a 3-4 outside linebacker, the primary position he'll play, although both he and Graham will be on the line in nickel situations, presumably. And a nice grab there across the field. That is Gregory Salas, the palindrome himself, as he continues to make a serious push to be this team's fifth receiver.
He's a guy who he's not the most athletic, he's not the biggest guy, but he continues to make plays day in and day out, and he is a guy who is pushing for a spot on this 53-man roster.
And that does it for this toasty day here at the Novacare Complex. A good session. Bo Wolf and the man himself, handsome Chris McPherson.
Well, there is your peak, and we do mean a peek at the Eagles practice, little 3-on-2 action there. I want to make a mention that Claude Humphrey, former Eagles defensive end, who also, of course, played with the Atlanta Falcons, nominated by the Veterans Committee for nomination and election, hopefully, to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The question I ask is, where is Harold Carmichael? Where is Harold Carmichael, the all-time leader in receptions, in receiving yards, and in receiving touchdowns with your Philadelphia Eagles? Why is he not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? That is my rant of the day. We want to go into the Eagles locker room now, talking a little bit about this offensive line. We've talked a lot about the quarterback position, obviously. Well, the reason Michael Vick is in line to have such a great season here is because of the line. The return of Jason Peters to the left side of that offensive line, coupled with the selection with the fourth pick overall in the 2013 NFL draft of Lane Johnson, has really given the Eagles a boost up front. Jason Peters meets the media to kick off our From the Locker Room segment.
Man, I'm very excited just to get back on the field. I hadn't been out there in over a year, you know, since I got injured. I'm just excited to get back out there and run around. It's definitely quick, fast. I'm going to have to get out there and, you know, get a feel for it. Because I play so fast, so hard, you know, you only can go so long, so you got to get your body in shape. So that's what I'm going to do Saturday. And I've been doing since, you know, day one of training camp. I think they're going to be shocked. But as the league, you know, as the year goes on, people are going to try to game plan for it and get adjusted to it. But they're going to be shocked the first couple weeks, coming at them quick, fast. So, you know, we're going to see. I mean, they're going to start off blitzing us. But once we start, you know, executing plays and getting back to the line of scrimmage, they're going to not blitz as much, I think. So, you know, we're just going to have to get out there and see.
And we're all competing for the same positions. And, you know, Saturday's another big test. We get to have an opportunity to get out on the field and showcase our skills. So, we're all feeling good about the situation. I'm feeling good about what's going on when we go ahead and play Jacksonville, and I'm ready to go play at a high level. Oh, they're all big games to me. Every time I go out on the field, it's a big game. From where we were at in OTAs and mini camps during the offseason, we came a long way to this point now. We're gelling as far as the defense. We're becoming more detailed in our secondary, and we're going to put those efforts out on the field on this coming game against Jacksonville. Yes, for every defensive back we have on our secondary, it's all a competition. So every time we all get out on the field, it's a competition. So it's always that competitiveness going on. So we're always having that. Because when you know you have competition, you're always willing or trying to put your best performance on the field. So that's the way I look at it, and I'm sure that's the way the rest of the corners look at it. You know, we're all trying to get better. We're all trying to be to the level we want to be at by the time we get to Washington, for sure. But like I was saying, this weekend's another test for us to see where we're at so we can gauge ourselves. And we're looking forward to it right now. I feel like we got better last week, and we're going to keep building off of that. I'm always going to compete. I'm always going to tackle for you, and I'm going to run to the ball. That's coming from me every day.
Dude, we got a lot of new faces. You know, guys, maybe personalities. I mean, that's the main thing. But, you know, we're professionals. We know we got a job to do, and, you know, we know we got to gel together as far as chemistry. And we have different personalities on the team this year, that's for sure. But that's, you know, with every team. But yeah, the main thing we're focusing on right now is just, you know, learning the defense and, you know, gelling as a secondary and just as a defensive unit and as a team. It's still evolving, but I mean, I feel like we're coming, you know, making great strides and, you know, as the entire secondary, not just me and Pat. So yeah, that's what we're just focusing on that right now. And, you know, like I said, just learning the defense and perfecting it. We do, you know, different things well, and we have our weaknesses and, but yeah, I mean, as this entire secondary, we all complement each other, and that's kind of what it is, especially back there at the safety position. You know, if you got two guys that can complement each other, that's always a positive thing. It's hard to say, you know, pick exactly how we complement each other, but, you know, we do in certain ways. Oh, we've made big strides. I mean, but that's with any new defense, a new scheme period you're trying to put in. You know, there's going to be that learning period, and, you know, mistakes are going to be made, and that's part of it. And you know, right now we're just kind of fine-tuning everything and, like I said, just gelling and coming together as a defense. So when we, you know, hit the first regular season game, we're rolling.
Well, Nate Allen, certainly one of those players who is going to be in the crosshairs a bit on Saturday night in Jacksonville. Played well against the Panthers last week. Has to have another big game here. Earl Wolfe, I imagine, will continue to get a lot of reps as the Eagles get to game 3 of this preseason against the Jacksonville Jaguars on Saturday night. Make sure you check it out live from Jacksonville locally on 6 ABC. Full coverage right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We thank you so much for joining us today on Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. Tomorrow, Bryce Brown will drop by the studio, and we'll talk a little bit with head coach Chip Kelly. And the journey returns as we get closer to cut time. Some of these younger players might be feeling the pressure just a bit. Make sure you tune in for that. The Journey can't miss. Just another episode of that. Just done a great job on that. Really have enjoyed every minute of that series here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining us today. And have yourselves a great Eagles Day.